neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Paro, all of a sudden, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, just have your people to serve Hashem Ba'aretz. So he made Mitzrayim and became very stubborn, more stubborn. So now the question is, what did he mean? All of a sudden he says, no, here is good. Just stay in Los Angeles. What did he mean? Why all of a sudden he said, no, just do your service here, your prayers here.
He also wanted to get the bracha.
So now, Allah Chanukah Torah brings a very interesting insight. It says that when the wild beast came to Mitzrayim, v'gam ha'adama she'hem aleha. He said the piece of property that they were set on it. So Midrash brings, there is a special animal, it's called Yid-Oni. So this,
Yid-Oni,
yes. So it says that this special creature is tied to the ground. It nourishes from the ground. He has a tabur that is connected to it. So what did Hashem do? He brought this creature with a piece of land that he was attached to it. And not only that, because there's a general formula that lion is not really 100% lion unless he feels at home. He doesn't tear, he doesn't become wild or bear. So what did Hashem do? The weather, the circumstances that each animal they were at, like monkey, brought a tree of nargil with the monkey and the coconut, so they will feel at home. So now here we see, it was not just a zoo, it was the jungle. The jungle was transferred to the Mitzrayim. So now here, all of a sudden, Paro sees that this animal came with a piece of land. He says, oh, you want to go wherever you want to go and do prayer for your God? So if he can bring the piece of land from the jungle here, so tell him to bring that piece of land here and do here. So why do you need to go?
It's a rasha.
Yeah. But he said, if he's able to do this, so just to stay here. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom say? So no, you have to go derech sheloshet yamim. What did he mean? He said the avodah Yehudi is not chick chack right away. What does it mean? Mincha is 4:30, but you have to be here 3:30 to get ready. Shacharit is 6:15, but you have to be here at 5 a.m. to tirun chatzot, potach Eliyahu, korbanot. It's not like right away you run to the tefillah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom said that derech sheloshet yamim, you need to do hachana. You cannot just, you know, right away start your avodah. Hashem Zakeno should be able to hikon lirat elokecha sheyitev ilatenu.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.